Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the cutting-edge technologies and strategies that empower businesses to thrive. Today, we are diving into the transformative world of artificial intelligence and its impact on business operations and customer experience. Now, recent trends highlight the increasing importance of AI in driving efficiency, reducing costs, and enhancing customer interactions. This discussion today will provide valuable insights for businesses seeking to leverage AI for growth and success. Joining us today is Alon Talmor, CEO of Ask AI, a company that unifies tech stacks into an AI-first platform. With a deep understanding of AI and its applications, Alon is at the forefront of this technological revolution. Today, we'll discuss AI that drives ROI, how AI can improve customer outcomes in B2B SaaS organizations, and the future of SaaS. Let's begin. Firstly, Alon, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Okay, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Oh, definitely. Before we begin the discussion, would you like to introduce yourself and give a little background to our listeners? Go ahead.
Again, my name is Alon Talmor. I'm a little bit of a serial entrepreneur. My first startup was sold to Salesforce.com in 2012. Mm-hmm. I was chief data scientist at Salesforce, and we kind of opened the Israel center for them. In 2015, my vesting kind of ended, and I finished my work in Salesforce and was looking for what would be kind of a pivotal change in technology. Mm-hmm. Back then, generative AI was not yet around. And so what was around was deep learning, and I found a professor coming back from Stanford to lead the NLP efforts in Tel Aviv University, and I went mm-hmm. to do a PhD with him. Mm-hmm. And PhD was around AI and NLP with the topic of reasoning for question answering. That's essentially what ChatGPT does today.
Right.
We were fortunate enough to see this whole evolution unfolding, and in 2020, we realized something big is going to hit industry as well. And we opened Ask AI, but not with a goal of becoming a foundational model company like OpenAI or Cohere from Toronto, but actually becoming a solutions company with AI, with the vision that AI would deeply disrupt SaaS to a point that it would consolidate most SaaS solutions. And that's maybe one thing we can discuss today. Yeah.
Definitely, that's a very interesting and powerful background. Now, Alon, you also said that, you know, most companies use AI wrong. So firstly, why do you say that? And what's the key to using AI to drive real ROI for businesses? What's the correct way?
And so if you think about, we're already 2.5 years into the launch of ChatGPT and yeah. the hype. Mm-hmm. We started about 4 years ago, a year and a half, two before. Mm-hmm. And back then, AI was not yet very hypey. And what we saw is that you still needed to sell with ROI and not just, okay, let's use an internal ChatGPT.
Right.
So for ROI, you go about the deployment in the right way. You start thinking about, okay, what would drive business outcomes? Right. What would drive both productivity for employees in a measurable way? What mm-hmm. would drive some measurable KPIs like number of tickets or number of or retention or revenue?
Right.
And you build the AI solutions around that goal.
Right.
With the right kind of diagnostic analysis to see that you actually achieved the goal. And so what we find today is people are using AI assistants, but they're using right. it mostly. There's three things from the Menlo Park kind of report that they did, mostly coding. Mm-hmm. Mostly chatbots externally, customer-facing conversational AI, and a little bit enterprise search. That's like having a ChatGPT for your organization that's connected to your internal data. Probably the third that is kind of how people think about AI internally is that it doesn't drive any meaningful ROI. If you think about asking a question, it does provide value if you get an answer from your org, but right. It's hard to measure how it moves the needle of the business, right? And so the way to achieve ROI is actually thinking about business problems, both from the cost perspective. So cost perspective is what's the time for ramp up for employees? What's kind of a measurable capacity? Like if you're from customer support, how many tickets a day can you do? If you're customer success, how many accounts can you hold? If you're from sales, how many calls and opportunities can you have? Like there's a lot of roles in customer facing that has some kind of measurable capacity that you can increase with AI. Then comes the quality, like what is our stat, what is our retention rate? And finally comes something people don't measure is the resources. We all have Slack or Teams and we all ask each other questions, but that takes time and that's not measured today, but you can measure that. So those are like four things you can measure. And the fifth that is not related directly to ROI is actually tool consolidation and savings on tools. One thing you can achieve with AI is consolidating point solutions. And if you kind of partner with a wide enough AI platform today, these platforms and one of them are us, can actually replace a lot of point solutions and save money in that sense. So those are like five prescription ways to goal for what you implement with AI to achieve measurable ROI.
That's a very thought-provoking statement. And, you know, it's clear that strategic implementation is crucial for, you know, maximizing AI's potential and, you know, driving the ROI, as you correctly mentioned. And this kind of strategic perspective is valuable and very much needed in today's time. Now, building on the theme of AI application, let's discuss how AI can be, you know, specifically used to improve customer experience in B2B SaaS organizations. Now, AI is reshaping customer experiences, right, across industries, and its impact on B2B SaaS is no exception. So why don't you go ahead and shed some light on how can AI be effectively used to drive better outcomes across the customer experience in B2B SaaS, and what are some of the, you know, biggest misconceptions about AI in customer-facing teams? Why don't you, give us a clarity on some of the myths that are going around in the market?
Yeah. So one of the misconceptions is that, first of all, you can just build one thing internally and that would move the needle. But it won't. The problem is that if you build one thing, then two things happen. First of all, it's hard for people to adopt it. They already have a bunch of tools and they're doing a bunch of things in their day-to-day. And so if you're just tapping into one thing they're doing, like asking questions, let's say, or getting information, then you're not so tapping into everything they're doing. And so that would maybe cause some people to get answers. But first of all, change management is very hard. And so most people, that would not be enough for them to kind of change their habits to use AI. And the other thing is it won't move the needle. It won't really change the four things we talked about, the ramp up, their capacity, how much like tickets can they do a day, how much calls, it won't change all that. And so the approach should be different. The approach should be top down. Let's think about all we do in a day. Like if you're thinking about a CSM, they have prepping for calls, they have the calls themselves, they have post-calls actions like feature requests, bug reports, summary of the calls, action items. Then they have prepping material and creating QBRs. Then they have analysis, choosing who to attend. What you really need to do is to find an AI solution that first one works where you work so that they can still do what they're doing without going to the AI.
Right.
That can be, let's say, a sidebar, an assistant, a Chrome extension. There's many ways to bring things into where you are. And another thing is to really touch their day in multiple places. And so for instance, we're talking about customer success. How would you achieve that? So first of all, for prepping for calls, AI can provide a customer 360 that's connected to all your data that can show you exactly what you want to see from the last few calls that you recorded, from the last conversations with the customer, from the usage of the customer internally. Those are all kind of things that the AI can connect to, bring it all together and present in a way that the CSM can read quickly before the call, and that would reduce the prep for the call and increase the value and kind of the quality of the call itself. In the call, it can help the rep know what's going on in the call, what answers to questions, because customers typically have questions in the call, and take notes to summarize later for the post-call, in which you would want in one click to submit all the bug requests, not go to Jira, but just do it for where you are, submit the feature request, submit the summary, submit any kind of escalation, et cetera. And now from the analysis piece, what you want is AI from automatically to create account scores for each one of your accounts, kind of show which one you need to attend to, what you need, what's the next play with them, what you need to do with them so you can optimize your time for effect.
Right.
And even if you need to create material, it can help you create all that. So I'm just presenting how, from a solution perspective, you need to think about adopting AI. Like, think about your employee, think about all they're doing, and think about influencing each touch point and not just one thing.
Right. It creates an ecosystem, right? And,
it creates a perception of the full day of the employees. And that them change manage, because now they're using it all the time, so it becomes the second nature. Helps them bring AI to where their workflows are, and they help them focus more on the customers themselves. And another thing, if I may continue the answer, is between the teams. So think about sales and success. So they in B2B companies, you have customers have a lot of touch points,
right?
With pre-sales, with SDRs, with sales, then sometimes even legal and security if they're in their process, then with success, then with support. And so all these touch points, the customer doesn't care that there's multiple people on the back end. They think about the company as one, right? And so they want to have one experience. So it's very important to have one enabled for all of these, and then AI drive that. One customer 360, so everyone sees who touched the customer when, and there's no confusion as to, okay, support had a few tickets, but success didn't know about it. Or there was a handoff between sales and success doesn't know what sales promised, okay?
Right. They're all unified and on the same page.
Exactly. And that's beyond the employee. So we started with the employee itself and thinking about kind of and what they need. But now I'm thinking more holistic about the whole experience between the different divisions. And that today is very fragmented, very siloed. And that is a big challenge today. And so that's a very big opportunity for AI to solve it, because what's the big premise of AI? The big premise of AI is that your whole data in your company is very fragmented. And a lot of that data is unstructured. It's call transcripts, it's text with the customers, it's documents you create. And if AI can bring all that together and create a holistic view of the customer and a holistic journey, then it can really reshape how we do, how customer-facing teams interact with the customers.
That indeed is a very customer-centric approach, and you articulated it very nicely. And AI can definitely be a powerful tool for enhancing interactions and building relationships if used correctly. Now, as technology continues to evolve, right, the SaaS industry is poised for exciting developments. So if I were to ask you, what are your predictions for the future of SaaS? And, you know, what role will AI play in shaping that future? What would you say?
So I will start with something a bit disruptive, that AI would pretty much break the whole SaaS industry, in a sense that all the point solutions in SaaS and most of the SaaS solutions out there would be consolidated. So if you look at the history, there used to be one, like bigger vendors that sell IT solutions into IT, and then IT would bring into the whole company. You would buy things through IBM, let's say, and then IBM would have a suite of solutions, and then IT would provide those solutions to every one of the employees. With the introduction of SaaS, that paradigm broke and we moved to point solutions. And the reason being is that it was very hard for these big vendors to specialize, and solving for single problems was very hard. Like, let's think about one simple problem, computing customer sentiment on a ticket, for instance. Well, in the past, the technology was so not there that you really needed to have like a lot of tailor-made rules to compute sentiment. Right. And then you would have full companies doing only that, okay? And you would have companies doing like only single things, like you would have forms. So you would have these solutions with a lot of forms like Salesforce.com or any kind of SaaS traditional solution. And you would need to program all that. And it would be hard. And you would need to have companies specialize on the UX and stuff like that. Today, all you have is one assistant. It's all in natural language. You don't need any kind of forms anymore. The AI can do customer sentiment very easily and very accurately. You don't need to do a lot of heavy lifting to build that. And so today there's an opportunity of companies to build a very wide platform that can do a lot of things. And when that happens, then the moat of all the point solutions is actually gone. And if you think about companies, they don't want to partner with 150 vendors. And that's what we see in most of our customers, that they have like 150 to 200 vendors internally working with them. It takes a lot of communication. It takes a lot of money. And it breaks the experience because an employee, instead of using one tool, it needs to jump between a million tabs. We all have 100 tabs open. That's not a great experience. The company and the knowledge and all your work should come to where you are. You shouldn't like jump between solutions. And so we predict that the future would be that divisions will get specialized solutions, but we would still partner with one AI vendor to do that. Because essentially, what do you need? You need one AI assistant that would do everything for you. And on the back end, you need one cloud to store your whole company data.
Yeah.
So we predict that most of the point solutions would be consolidated. And even in the future, it would go all the way to the system of record itself, meaning Salesforce.com, for instance, itself. That you would not have that system of record or CRM, but it would just be just one AI system that overarches and sees everything.
That is a very forward-thinking vision. And, you know, I loved your answer. AI has definitely, you know, the potential to revolutionize the SaaS industry. And this kind of future perspective is very exciting. Alan, your journey to founding Ask AI is quite interesting, right? AI has also reached impressive milestones, including you guys just did a partnership with Google. So big congratulations on that. This success reflects the power of combining cutting-edge AI technology with strategic collaboration to drive growth and innovation. If I were to ask you, if you can, you know, I know you touched it in, you know, in the beginning, but what exactly inspired you to start Ask AI, and how has your PhD in AI shaped your approach to building this company today?
So actually it was pretty easy because we already in like when I was in my PhD, we got a best paper with BERT that was one of the first foundational models alongside GPT-1. GPT-1 sounds like ancient history, but it's just 6 years ago, you know?
Right.
And my PhD was about reasoning for question answering, and we already saw the potential of the technology and how much it can disrupt. And so what we're saying now about kind of disruption of SaaS is something we already foresaw 2 years before. The only thing we didn't foresee is the magnitude of the hype that would come out of ChatGPT itself. When we were working on these, like in 2020, GPT-3 was already out. So we knew that this technology is dramatically changing how you can do things, but we didn't foresee how much people would get tapped into it. And so we already knew that we wanted to get into the game, and that the vision was that if you look, it's very similar to how personal computing was introduced. You know, in the beginning, well, that's about 50 years ago, there was a lot of potential, but people would use it themselves, the personal computers, and use it at homes, and Apple II was out. But if you think about how it entered industry, it took a long time, especially the solutions part, like Microsoft, until it came to the very, mature Windows 95, that took about 20 years. I'm not saying it's going to take 20 years here. Now things are faster, but it will take time. And that would be a longer game. But eventually you did get one operating system. You don't use two operating systems for your computers. So think about AI as your work operating system. And that's what inspired us, that we would be inspired with what Microsoft did in the personal computing for the world of AI. And that's how we started. With regards to Google, again, the strategy is that there will be one AI assistant, but the data would be stored on the cloud. And so we foresee, especially from the SMB perspective, that Google would be the winner there. And that's what I'd like to partner with them. We would want to be the AI assistant, and Google would be the cloud in which everything would be stored in.
That's a very compelling story. It's clear that your expertise in AI is, you know, the driving force behind Ask AI's innovation. And even Google's partnership is a significant achievement. It really, you know, validates your technology in a way and its potential. And this kind of success is very impressive. So again, kudos to you guys for achieving that. Before we let you go, if there's, you know, one key advice or one piece of final advice that you'd like our listeners to take away from this entire discussion today, what would it be?
Think about the future. Think about the impact of AI. You cannot afford to be left behind because the big disruption is coming. We haven't seen it yet. Most of the orgs have not yet adopted AI. Most of the employees have not yet. But think about that future. Think about the consolidation of SaaS. Think about how fast your org can adopt AI. Don't be left behind, because the differentiator in the future would not be the technology you use, would be how you serve your customers. And if you're not tapping into AI to help you do that, and AI to help you be 10 times more productive today, your competitors would be ahead. So think about that. And think about the impact it would give you if you do that today.
That is a very powerful advice again, Alon. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights with us today. Your practical advice, your forward-thinking perspective are truly valuable for our listeners. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Okay. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
Great. That was an insightful conversation with Alon Talma, CEO of Ask AI, on leveraging AI for business growth, enhancing customer experience, and the future of SaaS. His experience provides valuable guidance for businesses navigating the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We really appreciate your continued support. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. Also, don't forget to visit our website, CanadianSME.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, and Google, for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.